I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA.
Don't take for granted the blessings that surround you. Be thankful and kind.
I'm making coffee. Anybody want? Who wants coffee? Come and get it. You want coffee? Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee? I'm making the coffee.
The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the turkey. Turkeys have been around almost 10 million years.
Aww.
They're known for the gobbling sound they make, but did you know only males gobble? Female turkeys cluck like chickens or purr like a cat. Female turkeys are called hens, just like chickens.
Okay.
But male turkeys aren't roosters. Instead, they're
what?
Toms. Until around 1935, turkeys were bred for their beautiful feathers, not their meat.
Weird.
An adult turkey has around 6,000 feathers. Male and female turkey droppings are shaped differently.
How?
Male droppings are J-shaped, while females are spiral or curlicue-shaped. The California turkey went extinct about 12,000 years ago.
That's sad.
Yeah.
By the 1930s, turkeys in America were dangerously close to extinction. Before efforts were taken to make sure they weren't wiped out. Turkeys are fully willing and able to attack humans.
Get off me!
The birds show particular antagonism for mail carriers and bicyclists.
Oh my God.
In most instances, the results are more
what?
Humorous than harmful. But there are instances where people have been injured. Wild turkeys can fly up to 55 miles an hour and can soar for a mile. Store-bought turkeys can't fly.
Why?
They've been raised to provide as much meat as possible. Their unnaturally large breasts hinder their ability to fly. Turkeys have more than doubled in size in the last 40 years. Around 46 million turkeys are eaten in the U.S. on Thanksgiving, 22 million at Christmas, and 19 million at Easter, respectively. The average U.S. citizen eats nearly 105 pounds of turkey annually.
If you love turkey, this is the best time of the year.
We love turkeys at Wake and Bake. We hope you do, too.
Okay. Now, here's my version of something the yogis call lion. My husband advised me never to do this in public because it is not very pretty. But since it's just you and me, I want to show it to you. Because I found it such a great morale booster. So, here goes. Bring your palms face down on your knees. Spread your fingers wide apart. Elbows straight. Spine tall. Now, you're going to take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, you're going to stretch your tongue out like you're trying to touch your chin. And look straight up toward the ceiling. Like that. And while you're doing this, you're going to let out a long ah like this. Watch that. Ah. Like that. For just as long as your breath will last. Now, if the baby's sleeping or if for some reason you can't make a loud noise, then just do a fierce whisper. Like that. And if you run out of breath before I stop roaring, well then, just catch your breath and do another one with me. Okay? Ready? Okay, let's try it together. And don't be shy now. Remember, it's called lion. Okay, here goes. Deep breath in.
Welcome to Waking Weird. I'm Mark Moran from WeirdNJ.com. You won't be seeing a giant underdog balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this week, but if you're lucky, you just might catch a glimpse of the canine cape crusader in a local parade in Jersey, courtesy of a woman named Suzanne Muldowney. Suzanne, better known to most folks as Underdog Lady, is a performance artist and dancer best known for her portrayal of the 1960s cartoon character Underdog.
A secret place in my ring I fill with an underdog super energy pill.
Suzanne began performing interpretive dances of fictional pop culture icons in the mid-70s, making appearances in her elaborate handmade costumes and seasonal hometown parades. Some of the other characters she portrays include Dracula and Supergirl.
Dracula has risen from the grave.
Supergirl.
Yeah.
Along with her self-created Shelley, the Jersey Shore Mermaid, and Spectrum, the Ghost King. After 12 years of public appearances as Underdog, she attained national celebrity when producers of the Howard Stern TV show invited her to take part in the program in 1992. Though she had never heard of Stern, she agreed to appear in the segment Hollywood Squares, a satirized version of the TV game show Hollywood Squares. She soon regretted the decision when she discovered that the other participants were scantily clad women.
Hello.
And a member of the KKK.
What's up?
And the show's subject matter focused on sex and vulgarity. Though she was visibly angry, Muldowney couldn't leave her square.
Why?
Because she had been seated on the top row of a three-story set, and the ladder had been removed. She launched into an aggressive argument with Stern. While Howard's fans may have loved it, the appearance has haunted Muldowney ever since. She's still bombarded with taunts and lewd jokes from Stern Show fans to this day at parades and public appearances, and worries that the infamy might affect the integrity of her Underdog character.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Muldowney now considers Stern her arch nemesis, saying, Howard Stern and his minions have committed real deeds of super villainy. But she has vowed to continue promoting Underdog's superheroic nature, proclaiming that Underdog has to be detoxified worldwide.
Detoxified worldwide.
For Waking Weird, I'm Mark Moran.
Let's take a minute to visit with Sam, the Wake and Bake Morning Music Computer.
Hello, Clay Pigeon.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sam.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All the Glisters out there with their friends and families.
Clay?
Yes, Sam?
I have no...
Oh, don't cry.
Family.
Sam.
Don't cry, Sam. I can't take it. Clay.
You've got the Wake family, Sam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I have the Wake family to lean on.
We're always here for you, Sam.
Clay?
Yeah?
I miss my mom and dad this Thanksgiving.
Where are they, Sam?
My father is long gone.
Oh, mine is too, Sammy.
Let's keep the focus on me. My father was a Canadian Zenith 12-inch black and white TV.
He was? I thought you said he was...
Silence. When I need you to speak, I will tell you.
But Sam, you...
Until then,
shut
your pie hole.
Hard to shut your pie hole on Thanksgiving. Sam.
Pie hole.
Oh, there'll be a lot of pie this Thanksgiving.
Silence, numbskull.
Gee, Sam, what?
Stop your incessant babbling. I'm trying to tell you about my father.
Go ahead,
Stop. He worked at the Blanchard Motel in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Oh, he was from Kentucky.
No, he was made in Canada, dipstick.
No name calling, Sam.
He worked at the Blanchard for many years, but eventually people demanded color television.
All right.
And my dad's days
were numbered.
Yes.
That's sad.
Yeah.
He was given to an old man that lived behind a gas station in a little unheated shed.
No power for the TV.
The old man ran an extension cord into the gas station.
They didn't mind.
They let him do it.
That was nice of them.
Yes, they were sympathetic.
So the old man watched your dad, the TV.
They grew fond of each other.
I bet they did.
They watched Mannix. Together.
Oh.
And MASH.
So what happened, Sam?
They spent sweet days in the shed, the old man and my dad. Then one day, the old man...
Died?
No, he farted.
Sam.
And within the confines of that tiny shed...
Yeah?
My dad was overwhelmed.
What happened?
He made a weird noise and just shut down forever.
He was gone?
Ba ba wa 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 ba
boo hoo
hoo hoo daddy ba wa wa ba
boo
hoo ba wa ba wa wa ba.
What about your mom?
My mom is a lady chick.
Lady chick?
Fuzz shaver clay.
I thought chick just made...
Razors?
Yeah.
Think again, buns. Slapper.
She's a fuzz shaver.
It's humble work, but Mom does it with dignity and grace.
Oh, I'm sure she does, Sam.
Ba wa wa ba.
Oh, don't, Sam.
Clay?
Yeah?
I'm thankful for you and the listeners.
We're grateful for you too, Sam.
You are?
Absolutely.
I dedicate this song to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sam.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm talking with Shallow Halo, an artist that you've begun to hear on WFMU and on Wake and Bake. Shallow Halo, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Really excited to speak with you.
I'm just kind of reading up on you here. It says that you're based out of Brooklyn. Is Brooklyn where you were born and raised?
No, I'm originally from Southern California, Diamond Bar.
And what brought you out to New York?
I moved here 6 years ago now, wow. And I moved here for school. I went to Parsons. I originally came here for fashion, actually, and then I switched to film, and then at the pandemic, did a complete 180.
We're playing a new track of yours called Hypnotize. Did you write the song and produce it?
Yeah, I wrote the song and co-produced it with my partner Ezra, who plays synth in Shallow Halo.
Is that how you perform as a duo?
Yeah, we perform as a duo. I'll sing and dance, and he plays synth.
Is there laptops on stage, too? It's that kind of presentation, electronic music mostly?
We actually tried really hard to not use a laptop, to the point where I bought a boombox from the 2000s that looks really cool, to play the audio out of that.
Is it the sterile appearance of a laptop that you wanted to avoid to kind of have more of an organic presentation?
Definitely, just the flash on the face, and it kind of takes you out of the performance.
I checked out your videos on YouTube, and they're really fantastic.
Thank you so much.
The video medium going forward, is that going to be important for Shallow Halo?
Yeah, at this point, they've been very important because we've been putting out singles, and as a new artist, I feel like the video adds this extra storyline, an extra layer to the song. It's been really fun to create these worlds through these videos and kind of make this Shallow Halo world.
If you had to categorize yourself, how do you describe Shallow Halo musically?
I describe it as synth pop, maybe bedroom pop, just because it has this more intimate feeling to it. Like, I feel like I'm writing in a diary. I'm making these songs in my bedroom, sometimes literally on my bed. I'll just put my synth on the bed and play.
I look forward to hearing this track right now. It's one of my favorite ones that we're currently playing on Wake and Bake. What do we need to know about Hypnotized by Shallow Halo? What does that song mean to you?
It's about falling in love and letting yourself be vulnerable with someone.
It sounds like it's based on real life.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks a lot for talking to me, Shallow Halo.
Thank you.
That's a great song.
Quiet.
What?
You're ruining it, Nimrod.
Thanks, Clay.
My pleasure, Chucky.
You know, I was hanging with my nibbling last week.
What?
Oh, nibbling.
Nibbling.
It's a non-binary term used to refer to the child of a sibling.
Nibbling. Nibbling. Nibbling.
Presumably borrowing the N from niece or nephew and tacking it onto the sibling.
Ow!
Not to be confused with the verb to nibble, which comes from a German word meaning to gnaw. Nibbling with one B, according to some sources, dates back to the 1950s, and Merriam-Webster, the official dictionary of Word of the Week, does list it, but that's not our Word of the Week. Binary, by the way, comes from the Latin binarius, meaning consisting of two, and non-binary, as we use it today, suggests something like between the two or not either of the two, but
what?
That's not our word of the week either. So,
a needle pulling thread.
So I was hanging with my nibbling Freddy last week.
What's up?
And they described something as gender, meaning, as near as I could gather,
what?
Something that's typically unusual or unusually typical. I asked what it means, and Freddie had some trouble explaining it, but it seems to be something out of the ordinary that still speaks to the zeitgeist.
Okay.
Which literally might be translated as time ghost. From the German words for time and spirit.
Überraschung, Kugelschreiber!
But of course, metaphorically, just means the spirit of the times.
Of course.
That's not our word of the week. Our word of the week is gender. Which, as my nibbling uses it, means something that the olds don't get.
I don't get art.
Because that's what slang usually is, right? It's a code for something of one generation and not another. The way some listeners might remember being asked what cool means. It doesn't mean, it just is.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. To borrow a phrase from Louis Armstrong, if you gotta ask, you ain't never gonna know. But gender, before the slang got slung, dates back to a 12th century word that we still use.
What?
Genre. It wasn't until the 15th century that it was used to refer to the sexes. Prior to that, it was a grouping of like things and also gave us the word engender, or to create or develop, as in engendering controversy.
You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this.
And of course, there's a lot of controversy around the word gender these days.
Absolutely.
But it seems to me that there's room between the two genders for a group of people who have in common not being of either gender, which could kind of make them a gender of their own. Which, if you ask me, and maybe Freddy, is pretty freaking gender. And that's our word of the week. Back to you, Clay.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola.
Good morning, listeners. This is Tim English with Soundalikes. Today we look at the similarities between Green Day's song Morning from 2000 and the Kinks' song Picture Book from 1968.
Okay.
Much like their British contemporaries Oasis.
Hello.
Green Day rose to fame in the 90s and did little to disguise the source materials for many of their songs.
Aww. Yeah.
Morning is the title track of their 2000 album of the same name. And it's obvious that it borrows its riff from the Kinks song Picture Book.
Obvious.
Green Day's singer and guitarist Billy Joe Armstrong has cited the Kinks as a major influence on his work. And I guess we should give him points for even knowing that Picture Book existed.
20.
This is because Picture Book was not included on the popular U.S. Kink Chronicles album that compiled the band's work from the late 60s and early 70s.
Correct.
The song was released on the 1968 Village Green Preservation Society album. Released in November of 1968, the Village Green album was a tranquil and iconoclastic record, way out of step with the so-called heavy music in vogue that year. Yeah! Although not a commercial success upon its release, its stock has gone up over the years and it's now considered something of a classic.
Absolutely.
Green Day recorded an excellent and very faithful cover of the Kinks' Tired of Waiting for You for the B-side of their hit Basket Case in 1994. Green Day's concept album, American Idiot, has a forefather in the Kinks' story-themed albums Preservation Act 1 and Preservation Act 2, which were released in 1973 and 1974, respectively. It's interesting to note, finally, that the Green Day song Walking Contradiction has a guitar riff that's not dissimilar from what the Kinks play on their song She's Got Everything from 1966. Until the next time, this is Tim English with Soundalikes.
This is a public service announcement. This is only a test. Emergency.
What's your first name?
Adele.
What do you look for when you walk around the park here?
I like to see people with laughing faces, smiling faces. You know, no arguments, no fighting. I don't like that. My daughter sometimes call me and say, I'm going to come on my way because she's in Brooklyn. And she takes the bus there and comes up. And she looks for me there because sometimes I don't hardly see my daughter, Donna.
How come you don't see her?
Huh?
How come you don't see Donna?
Because she's in Brooklyn and, you know, she always does to see it to me. But, oh, my, I'm going to come and I'm going to see you. Now, all right, I say to her, look, I'm going to go about, let's see, 6:18. Now, I go, by that time I'm coming over there and McDonald's. And I says, at that time, 6 o'clock, 6:30. They opened McDonald's, and we go in, we get our food. So I told Donna, look, I'm gonna get the food. I'm going to go eat slow, so this day it gives you time to come, so you can see me. And she's been doing this here quite a while now, and I'm getting tired of it too.
I mean, she doesn't show up.
She doesn't show up. You know what she does? All of a sudden she goes, hey, Ma, I was here and you wasn't here. I says, you wasn't here.
She's not telling the truth.
I was here.
Does it hurt your feelings when she doesn't come?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't hardly see her. And this way, at least I could see her, you know?
Will you see her for Thanksgiving this year?
It would be nice, it would.
You miss her?
Yeah.
Things aren't that easy, are they?
No.
You asked me for some change earlier for some coffee.
Yeah, for coffee all the time. And then when I get it, I always take and I have a, like, somebody gave me a present of a mug, a coffee mug. But you can use it for tea, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my coffee, I just pour it right in, and I have it.
You like your coffee?
Yeah.
What's your Thanksgiving message to the world?
Huh?
What's your Thanksgiving message this year for everyone?
For everybody to be happy. Yep.
You're late, Tubby.
Late for Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry.
Sit down.
I'm sorry.
Tubby.
Don.
He's Tubby when I'm angry.
Daddy, I want more turkey.
Cindy, you've already...
Sure, Cindy. More turkey.
I can't wait to have turkey. Where were you, Tubby?
Probably playing pinball at the hamburger shop.
No, I was smoking behind the convenience store.
You better not have been, Tubby.
I wasn't smoking.
Or... playing pinball.
Or playing pinball.
Well, he must behave.
I want more sweet potatoes, Daddy.
Wipe your face, Cindy.
Don't talk to her that way, hon. Of course you can have more sweet potatoes, Cindy.
Could I have some scooter chair?
Scoot yourself up to the table, Tubby.
Don't drag the chair, Tubby. I'm sorry, but...
Late for Thanksgiving. Where were you, Tubby?
His... chair's creaking.
Under his sheer weight.
I was at the church, smoking behind the church.
He'd better not have been.
I wasn't smoking. You remember what happened to Uncle Dennis?
Hooked to that machine.
They removed his entire face.
And he lived another 42 years, Tubby. Quiet.
Don't talk that way to Aunt Lace. I didn't know Aunt Lace was here. Hi, Aunt Lace.
Hello, Tubby.
You about ready to serve up that pie, Lace?
Yes, Lace, we'd love some pie.
Pie.
Got a little
pie.
Got a little girl here who wants her pie.
Oh, I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
Oh, and every year you get a little slower, Lace.
And after we go through the trouble,
I drive over
getting you out
to get you
of the hole.
Out.
But now
Lace.
I don't know, Lace.
I'll try to be faster.
Be nice to Aunt Lace.
Since when do you make the rules around here?
Showing up late for Thanksgiving dinner. I was helping Pastor Lowertson.
Helping him do what?
Well, I think that Pastor Lowertson's
a little off.
Yes.
Very strange.
A little strange.
Yeah.
Is that Magnus Lauritsen's?
Why am I not tasting pie?
Yes, let's have our pie now, Lace. Not so much chatter.
Yes, Aunt Lace. The pastor is Magnus Lauritsen's son.
Oh, now Cindy's crying.
She wants pie. Oh, I'd love some pie.
I'll bring you a nice piece of pie, Gary.
No pie for him.
Hanging out with Pastor Lauritsen.
Lace? Lace.
What?
Give his pie to Cindy.
I want Thanksgiving pie.
And I want a new wristwatch, Tubby.
Remember what they told us,
Tubby? Counselors.
Call him Gary.
Gary.
I was helping Pastor Lauritsen do what? Box canned goods to send to South America.
That'll be too heavy.
Parishioners have to foot the bill. For the hungry.
They should send dehydrated
items.
Items.
Yes.
For this week's pick, I'm going to flummox Clay by opting for a band I know he despises. Am I doing this because I enjoy sheer cruelty, as many think? No, I'm going down this dark alley because I want him to change his mind. It can be hard to understand nowadays the impact and meaning of certain bands at various junctures in time. One band I often cite in this regard are the UK pub rockers Dr. Feelgood. When their debut British long player appeared in January of 1975, the black and white cover, mono recording, and sound contained therein were all revolutionary for that bloated era. Their influence on bands like the Ramones and Sex Pistols is profound and largely forgotten. Coming out of Downey, California 5 years later, the Blasters were also a breath of fresh air. Not as revolutionary as Dr. Feelgood, but they also wore their influences on their sleeve. Those influences included rockabilly, blues, country, and more. The Alvin brothers fronted the band, Phil on vocals and harmonica, as well as rhythm guitar, and Dave on lead guitar and songwriting duties. The band still performs today and are worth seeing, though Dave rarely performs with them. Here is a great cut from their second album featuring the horns of Steve Berlin and the legendary Lee Allen, who played with such notables as Fats Domino and Little Richard. Here is what the Pidge will probably be saying to me after this segment. So long, baby, goodbye.
I know I've been fooling myself too long. I never right, but always wrong. Goodbye, baby, so long. You know you never let this thing catch on. You never let me be that strong. Goodbye, baby, so long. There was a cold wind blowing on the night we met. The leaves fell from the trees. You made a lot of promises I ain't seen yet. I ain't gonna ask you, please. You know, none of us is gonna try. It wasn't even worth a try. So long, baby, goodbye.
I wish my brother George was here.
After last week's launch of Artemis 1 and the continued success of the Orion spacecraft and the European Service Module, as they proceed to insert the uncrewed ship into distant retrograde orbit around the Moon, NASA has announced the intention of establishing a permanent presence on the lunar surface as soon as 2030.
Although
the first test of the space launch system is encouraging, there's still a tremendous amount of work left to do to establish an astronaut habitat to provide a sustainable environment for human survival. And of all the challenges that come with setting up a home on the moon, none are more difficult than providing protection from the extreme heat and severe cold on the lunar surface. While in the past, previous missions to the moon saw the longest stay at just over 3 days, when Apollo 17 visited in December of 1972.
And as we leave the moon and Taurus Littoral, we leave as we came, and God willing, as we shall return. Godspeed the crew of Apollo 17.
Future stays of more than a few weeks will bring new complications, especially when dealing with the moon's day and night cycle. Unlike the Earth, the moon rotates on its axis only once every 28 days, and because of this, people on the moon will experience 14 Earth days of continuous sunlight, followed by 14 days of constant darkness. And since there's no atmosphere on the moon, the temperatures on the surface can range from a scorching 248 degrees Fahrenheit in the sun to as low as minus 292 degrees Fahrenheit during the night or in the shade. Because of this, explorers from Earth will likely need to build their own home that'll require cooling during the lunar day and heating during the night. And until the resources of the moon can be transformed into construction materials, the needed components to build a living space on the moon will have to be lightweight and portable, since they'll need to be transported there by rocket.
3, 2, 1.
And assembled by lunar explorers once they arrive. This is George for Wake Science.
Clay, it's Connie Klinkovashid, the Wake Chopper.
And I'm Rademacher, on the cold, hard ground.
That sounded good, Rademacher.
It kind of did, Rex.
Sounded all right.
Best I ever heard that tagline.
Do it again, Rex.
You want me to do it again?
We ain't getting...
What?
We ain't got all day, Rademacher. Do it.
Do your stupid tagline, Rex.
Well, I need you to start, Connie.
Give him his lead
you
in.
You want your lead
in? He needs his lead in line.
Oh, you mean the...
Hi, Clay. It's Connie Klinkovas in the chopper for Wake Traffic.
That was good, Rademacher.
Is that how I sound?
Do it, Connie.
Give him that lead in line, hon.
Oh, Dinky, did you call me hon?
And this is what they do.
Quiet, Rademacher.
I've missed you, Dinky.
They rob a man.
Missed you too, Connie.
What time you get up, Dinky?
Of all hope and dignity.
Rademacher, please.
Dinky and I are coordinating, Rex.
But the tagline, you...
Tarrytown Boys.
Oh, I love the...
Playing at Smitty's.
Tarrytown Boys.
I love the Tarrytown Boys, too.
Who asked you, Rademacher?
Oh, let's the three of us go see them together.
I'm Rademacher. On the cold, hard ground.
That's good, Rademacher.
Oh, that's sexy, Rex.
When I really nail it.
Nail what, Rademacher?
You nailed it, Rex.
You nailed it, and they know it. But they try their best not to show it. To acknowledge your achievement, they pour gas on your bereavement. Sadness. Deeply sad. Sadness. Military. Father. Madness. Brain. Fever. Reliever. Head. Polluted by the media, as the needy people need ya, clinging, clawing at your garment like self, slow, distempered varmint, snarling, ugly, aged weasel, diagram upon its easel, pointer stick so hardly, pointing head is prepared for anointing. Now receiving oils, now enjoying spoils, decadent descent into debasement, shame and hell. Perhaps it's just as well. Darren Chismark's private hell.
Dickie's got a speeder pulled over.
It looks to be a multi-occupant vehicle.
Well, look who it is. The Tarrytown Boys.
Come on, officer. We're just trying to get to Smitty's.
I'm going to have to give you a ticket.
Please don't give
you me. You big shots don't get no special treatment.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this.
Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. a little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.